Waimea Town on Kauai's west side has a rich history and a population that cares about keeping that history alive. Lucky for us that people like Alitha Kaohi, a manager and Hawaiian cultural consultant at the West Kauai Technology and Visitor Center, are around to act as living archives of their little corner of the world, especially when there are so many stories to tell. Alitha leads a walking tour of a historic coastal town where Captain Cook once landed, and she joins us by phone from the center. Good morning, Alitha.
Good morning, and greetings from Waimea.
And greetings to you. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. What do you think people don't know about your area, West Kauai? What surprises them when you take your groups through?
I think part of the not knowing what's happening, they don't realize that Waimea is perhaps the most historic town. The first Western influence in 1778 by Cook's arrival. 1820, when the missionaries, the American missionaries, came here. All of this changed the landscape of all of the islands, mm-hmm. but more especially of Kauai and Waimea.
So are most of your audience tourists, or are they local people? What's the mix?
We have a tour on Mondays at 9:30, and it lasts for about 3 hours. Okay,
oh.
That usually are visitors. These are people from off-island as well as out of state.
So they could be coming from Honolulu or another island, possibly.
However, I do have what we call group tours, which you can make a reservation with us, and it will not be on Monday. It will be at another time that I'd be willing to give a special walk to these those that request for it.
Ah, yes. I see. So when you're taking these groups through a three-hour tour, wow, that's a lot of time.
Yes,
How much territory do you cover during that time?
What we do is, because the West Kauai Technology and Visitor Center has a what you would call a museum-style visitor center, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in this area, we have an 1880 canoe.
Ooh,
mm-hmm. We honor the Paniolo.
Mm-hmm.
We have authentic Hawaiian artifacts with poi boards, all of the like that we try to do.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, at this time, we have a visiting exhibit, which is from Kalaupapa. These are 12 panels about the 8,000 people that at one time was at Kalaupapa.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our presence. So we have rotating exhibits, but we also have things about our area. And one of it is that the present mural that we have on the wall is called Our First Tourist, which was Captain James Cook.
And it worked
all the way through to the Russian fort.
Okay? Wow.
So Waimea is a very historic place, and so this is why we wanted to tell our story. And because I was born and reared here in the community,
mm-hmm.
and my father was a historian, one of the things that he asked me to do was that to tell our story. Many of the stories that are written by flyby authors are not authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our story. You know, you take them through the town, you show them places that you lived, and it makes it very human, and they truly enjoy it. All of our compliments, we are complimented by this tour. Again, there is no charge.
Oh, it's a free service.
Yes, yes.
So what is your favorite story of your area?
What is my favorite story of this area? I think my favorite story of the area is to look across the river. Across the river was once with huge banyan trees. Now, just imagine these huge banyan trees with all of its aerial roots. This lined the riverbank. And our community went in and took tree by tree, limb by limb, off that area.
Yeah, cleared it.
Today you can see the rock wall of the Russian fort. My favorite part of that is that I know that the true name of the Russian fort is Pa-Ula-Ula. And yet, when you read in the books, they will tell you it's Pa-Ula-Ula-O-Hipo. Now, my papa says, who's Hipo? As I have researched, Hipo was a fishing spot. But Sam Kamakau, historian, named the whole place Hipo. We, as Ohana and people of Waimea, is strictly Pa-Ula-Ula. And so my story is, let's celebrate Pa-Ula-Ula. Let's revise King Kaumualui's, what he did for our people on Kauai. And that's going to happen in October 19th.
And
we're
going
to have a celebration.
That is a great, great little enticement for those of us in Honolulu or wherever we are listening to come over and enjoy your tour someday.
Yes, it's going to be called.
Alitha Kauhi, thank you for speaking with us. She's a docent at the West Kauai Technology and Visitor Center and leads a 2.5 to 3 hour tour of historic Waimea Town. You can learn more about her work on our hpr2.org website.
Aina ia mai, anaka puwana, wana nikaua ika malia. Aina ia mai, anaka puwana, wana nikaua ika malia.